Begin transmission.
Well, hello. It's 1930 UTC, which means that, it's time for Dubious Marmot Committee. Do you know where your marmots are? I do. I'm staring right at them. I got baby motts popping out of the forest. I've been sitting here for a little while, taking pictures. But I started getting eaten up by biting flies, and when I stood up and started to move, I noticed that there was a big mommy marmot watching me from clear over here that I didn't even see before. Then when I got up, she bolted and went the opposite direction of the babies. So maybe it's not the baby's mommy. And I thought I'd be able to follow that marmot where it went. But no, there's no place for Tobe to walk. Oh, okay. It's been an exciting few minutes already. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to tell you? Oh yeah, okay, here's what you need to know. My back still hurts, but it's much better than it was before, and I'm at OPPD. I showed up and I sat around for 15 or 20 minutes before I saw anything, and then as soon as the guy saw me, he little baby ran out. He saw me and went, whoa, and he ran back into the little forest cover zone. So I kept sitting there and I kept sitting there, and it has paid off. I've been taking pictures. We got some great baby marmot pictures, so be sure to start looking for links right now. If you're in a non-radio room of Calm, you should see these links popping up. You can click on them and you can see pictures of baby motties. I'm no longer sitting in front of the hole. I've actually started walking through the forest here just because I'm trying to stretch my back out a little bit. And I'm giving those baby marmots time to, I don't know, reset while I'm not there. We can go back and see what's going on, but I needed to get moving, not really because of my back, but where I was sitting, there was this fly, a biting fly, that kept landing on my leg and chomp, chomp, chomp. And of course, this was happening right when I'm trying to get pictures of a baby mutt. And so whenever I would reach down to swat at the fly, that movement would spook the baby mutts and they'd run back and go hide. So it's like, eh. So I was kind of fighting a losing battle there. But yeah, we got some baby mutt pictures. We got some baby mutts being real curious about our little tubster. They're so fun. I love baby marmots. And so, right now I'm kind of working my way. Actually, I'm walking the exact same pattern as I walked yesterday, which is just a small loop. And this will enable me to cross over a particular little footbridge that I know that there's a marmot under. Or at least, we know that there was a marmot under it yesterday. And I don't know why I'm coming over here, because I think there was some people here taking pictures of their baby. Yeah, let's stand on this little footbridge. This is not a decorative footbridge. This is a practical footbridge. But there are a couple photographers in town that believe that this is the best place ever to have a picture taken of your baby. Now, I'm at the bridge. I'm looking for Mati signs. And yeah, I see some Mati signs. I don't see any Matis though. That's okay. We loves our Matis anyway. I wonder if I should go back to where those babies were. It is pretty warm out, and it's probably a lot warmer outside than is safe for me. I think when I left my house, I checked the weather channel and it said 82 degrees. There's a little overcastness, but it's, I think, what you would call partly cloudy. So it's not providing me with a whole heck of a lot of protection from the sun. And I don't want to go back and sit under that tree again, because I'll probably get eaten alive by those stupid flies, which I don't like. So I think we're going to take a break from the Mott spotting for just a few minutes and just walk up here. I'm not in the forest. I'm actually sort of in the Arboretum proper. You know, this is a bad idea. The sun came out, hit me on the shoulders, and all I can feel is, I don't know, the water in this, my cells starting to boil. That can't be good. So I'm walking back into the forest to be under the protection of the shade. And maybe this is a good idea. This will provide us the best approach back to where our baby Motties are. So we'll go back there. Won't that be nice? I'm going to walk up this path because there's often mushrooms on this path over here. It seems like it's a little dry for mushrooms today, but you never know. It has been raining, so we've got some water in the earth, and that's good. But I don't think it rained overnight. What am I talking about? Oh yeah, the weather. What a stupidest thing ever to talk about. I don't think it rained overnight. But I did see something. Oh, wow! This is cool. Here's a huge flush of some kind of Xylaria mushroom. I've never seen a cluster this big. This is awesome! Get the camera ready. All right, I got a few pictures there. I took a bunch, so look for links about now. This is really cool. This is Xylaria. This is a type of dead man's fingers. These look like little white fingers or little white moose antlers that stick up out of the ground. This is a neat little cluster of it. The cluster itself is about 10, 12 centimeters in diameter. Got a whole bunch of little pokey up antlers. That's really neat. I almost didn't see that. Good thing for my eagle eyes, my super mushroom spotting eyes. And here's a little stump with some fresh Xylaria on it. I do not think we'll take pictures of the Xylaria since everybody's already seen it a million times. Oh, what the hell, maybe I will. I gotta take the camera off macro anyway if we're gonna take pictures of Motties. Alright, so I got another picture of... what did I say this was? This is not Xylaria, this is Auricularia. Auricularia auriculum. Also known as tree ears in English. Alright, so now I'm going back in the direction we're supposed to be going, which is to take us back to the Motti Zone. Very cool. I'm still scanning the ground. Do 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 do. Looking for mushrooms because they're so cool. I like the mushrooms. Okay, here's a little clearing in the woods where there used to be a lot of sumac, and then for some reason they decided, oh, we need to cut out all this sumac, and so they cut it all down. So now there's all these little sumac stumps sticking 6 inches out of the ground. It's kind of weird. I like sumac. It makes pretty red stuff. Okay. So I'm working in the forest. Here's a nice patch of moss. And whenever I see this much nice moss, I start looking for mushrooms too. But I don't see any at this time. It also occurs to me, we know where there's a bigger flush of that big fat Xylaria, but now it's in the middle of a nettle field. And I don't feel like wading through nettles because I do have my shorts on today because it's so hot. So instead, we're not going to go wading through nettles today. Because that's no fun. Alright, I'm crossing over another footbridge. And I'm about to exit the forest in the marmot zone. Dun 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 dun. So I'm getting my camera ready. Oops, it's in macro mode. Not anymore. Now I can take pictures of anybody who pops out of the forest. Oh, damn it, there goes that big mott over the tree. Geez, that's a huge one. All right, we're going to come out here a little bit faster. There was a mott, 20 yards away from me in the grass. I couldn't see him. When he heard me talking or whatever, he took off running. He came up here. And yes, I do know where there's motty dens up here. There's two. Now, this grass is... We're going to actually follow this guy. This grass is mighty tall. This is a full-grown marmot. This is a male. And he is a big boar. He is a thug. Well, how am I going to get around here? And I've got to pretty much go through... Yeah, he's gone. We're not going to find him now. All right, skip this idea. I was hoping to see that guy. But at least we get to see him. We're not going to get any photos of him today. He could be the daddy of these babies. We wouldn't know. I hope he's not going to hassle these babies. All right, I'm moving down the path, kind of back to the baby zone here, and I'm looking into the, well, I would say tree line, but you know, it is technically a tree line, but it's more of a weed line where the baby marmots are. And you know, now I'm not seeing any evidence of them. Where did they go? Well, you know, maybe we've seen enough of these guys today already. They're so awesome. I'm gonna keep on moving. You know that big boar mott? I think that was the mott we were seeing over there earlier in the spring. Oh, look at that guy! Zippa zippa zoo! There goes a baby. They moved to a different hole. No wonder I didn't see him. God damn these guys. They're so tricky. In the time that I've been away from the hole, they shifted down to here. There's two or three holes right in this stretch. And this baby marmot was out at one of these pine trees. I didn't even see him, and then I spooked him. He's kind of far away, and he ran all the way back into the tree line. What a motty baby. I'm going to kind of sneak up there. Yeah, you can sort of see the paths that they've worn into the grass and stuff. It's so funny. Baby marmot highways. And I'm really tempted to sit here and wait for these guys to come out again. But between the heat, humidity, and the bugs, and there are also some people here, I think I am going to head home. Or maybe I will go elsewhere. Should we go to Heron Haven today? We could. There might be some people there. I'm sneaking up to a hole. I'm sneaking up to a double hole complex. And nobody's sticking their heads out for me to take a picture. That's okay. Let's just keep moving. Although, I'm gonna come around the side here and take a look down here. Nope, nothing. Alright. I don't know what I want to do. I'll decide in the next 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are. I'm going to give you one guess as to where I went. It's not home. And if you guessed Herrenhaven, you guessed correctly. You must be a regular listener of this show, and I appreciate that. I'm glad you listen to my show, because despite what might seem to be obvious, I do not enjoy listening to my own voice. While I was driving over here, by the way, we're going to walk up here into the mushroom garden real quick. While I was driving over here, it occurred to me that what I am now holding in my hand is not sound equipment so much as it is time compression equipment. I can compress time. It's pretty bizarre, you know. I've only been on the air now here for 15 and a half minutes, but I've actually been out and about for more than an hour. A whole hour. Okay, time to be quiet, because we're gonna... What the hell was that? We're about to sneak up on our little marmot den here. This is the den of a full-grown marmot. This is not a baby den or anything like that. We're just gonna come up here and see if we can spot this beast. Spot this big lunker. Yep, I can see a Mati head. I can see some Mati. I can't see his or her eyes. This is a female, I'm pretty sure. I can see the ears. I see a Mati ear. Oh, now she heard me. She turned towards me a little bit. I can barely see her through the grass. She's sitting on the edge of her den. And like I said, there's, you know, real tall grass here. At least waist high on an adult. So I'm going to stand up here on this log and see if I can see down there better. Not really. I think she moved. Something's running through there too. Holy... Okay. There was another Mot apparently on the other side of the... What the hell was that? On the other side of the mushroom garden here. And as I was climbing up onto this log to get a better view, apparently somebody spotted me, and all I could hear was... In other words, Mati footprints through the grass. And when I looked over there, I could see the grass rustling where the marmot was running through. I couldn't see the marmot, of course, but I could see the displacement of the grass. And so now we're going to sneak our asses right up there on the top of this hole. Was I looking at a female, or was I just looking at a big baby? Are there... I could have sworn there were not babies in this den. But maybe there are. Okay, I'm working my way through the grass now. And I am directly over the den. But there's big logs in front of the den, and I can't see down there. Oh. All right, let's get out of here so we don't hassle the Matis. Don't want the Matis to be scared, so we're going to get out of here. He wants to encourage them to come back out. Okay, so that was great. So I saw one marmot and one, I don't know, ghost marmot. The Mati wasn't there. Well, the Mati was there. I couldn't see that Mati. I saw grass moving. Here's a little mushroom growing in these little, whatever these, this ground cover is. I'm going to take a picture of it real quick, just because it looks like it might be a good photo. Just another picture of a mushroom. I'm not even going to bother to take a whole bunch. If that one wasn't good, I won't care. Now we have technical problems that we need to resolve. My pants are falling down and I got my back brace on. This is going to take a minute. Okay, I'm good. That's one thing I hate about wearing this brace. I gotta wear my clothes over it so I can't feel my clothes. If I can't feel my clothes, I can't tell. I can't feel when my pants are falling down. Which, of course, usually results in the comical situation of me pulling my pants up. Duh. Alright, we're gonna walk over here to the gate and check in the culvert to see if we've got any Mati action in the culvert. You know, part of the problem here is when I'm sitting here talking into all this equipment, my senses aren't tuned to spotting mutts. And that's the second time today we've spooked a mutt who ran, and then I didn't see him until it was too late. Oh, what happened to my skills? I still have them. I just can't operate my Mati skill set and my radio skill set simultaneously. It's hard to tell if anybody's in this den. It looks like it was cleared out, but has since sort of gone to not being cleared out. In other words, this den isn't being maintained, so I think we're going to keep moving. Let's go back into the forest. I can't imagine we'll be there long. Maybe we'll just go out to the boardwalk. It's hot, it's humid. There's going to be mosquitoes out there. And I'm looking in some mud and I see raccoon tracks. I like raccoons. You know, something I would like to find this year. I can smell something. What is that noise over there? I would like to find some Earth Star type mushrooms this year. I didn't find any last year or the year before. There's something directly across the dragonfly pond that was making a lot of noise back in there. Is that still doing it? Is that a bird? Is that a squirrel going crazy? Alright, I'm walking by the bocage and I don't see any baby marmots. And trust me, I am looking. Alright, I'm working my way around the dragonfly pond, hoping to see what's making that weird noise. Yeah, of course, now that I get close, it has stopped. There it is. Whatever it is, it's on the bank of the butterfly pond, inside the fence line, and under a lot of growth and underbrush. I'm not going to get in there. Jeez, what is that? What the heck is it? I can see branches moving. Who is in there? Is it a Mati chewing on it? You hear that snapping sound? Whatever it is, it's only 1, 2, 3, 4 meters away. Oh, and it was a little birdie. He flew out, and it's one of my flicker woodpeckers. He's black, he's white, he's got a little spot of red. That was interesting. He was in there pecking on a little tree, making a weird noise and causing it to move. Later in the summer, we'll be able to see similar action walking through here on this path. What you see is, what will happen is marmots will reach up and grab the elderberry bushes and pull the berries down to their level. And then they'll just sit there and they'll hold the plant bent over, and they'll just, you know, eat the berries off of it. And then when you walk through here and they go, uh-oh, somebody's coming, they let go of the plant, and so it springs up. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And so you see that a lot. You'd be walking through here, oh, I hope I can find some mottis. Well, if you see an elderberry bush go flying up in the air, yeah, then you know that there's a marmot sitting right underneath it, getting ready to run. All right, I just crossed through the crossroads, or the junction, or whatever you want to call it, by the Canada Goose warning sign, which means I'm now rounding the path to head out onto the boardwalk. And I should probably take this time to say that my back is feeling a little bit better now. No longer have those shooting, stabbing pains. Huh. And, well, that's a sign of one of two things. Either I'm getting better, or the Tylenol and the Advil that I took an hour ago is starting to kick in. Either way, it is of some relief. I just wish I could take the brace off, because wearing the brace is like wearing, you know, skin tight insulating whatever. All right, I'm on the boardwalk. I'm about to be over the soup. Oh yeah, I am over the soup. There's not much out here. A couple frogs. There's some people on the end of the boardwalk. Looks like grandma and grandpa and the grandkids. So I'm gonna just sit here, look over there, look at the water line. Dun, dun, dun. And I'm not seeing anything except for some geese. Oh, those are our... Yeah, I think those are our mommy and daddy geese. I think there's goslings out there at the end of the boardwalk on that spit. Cool, that must be what the kids are watching. So we can turn around and walk right out of here. It's a little too sunny out here on the boardwalk for me anyway. To make matters worse, I just lost power, which means we are on emergency backup power right now, which also means that I can't turn any of this stuff off until we are done recording the show. I realize this probably doesn't make any sense to you, but oh, it doesn't really need to. All I can tell you is I'm not going to go to the big blind. There's too many people here. There's nothing going on. And I'm just suffering from the heat. What I was going to say, though, is if Xylaria is up, I wonder if coral mushrooms are up. So we should start looking for corals. What is this? I'm seeing all kinds of funky stuff on these logs. I just squatted down and it didn't hurt too bad. So apparently I am starting to feel better, but now it's a matter of heat. And I'm sort of starting to get hungry. Do I need to get something to eat? I probably do. What do I have at home to eat? Whoa, what was that sound? Something went jump in the forest over there. Probably going to be ham sandwiches for me again. I've become some kind of ham sandwich person, and I'm not proud of it. And I'm not happy with the situation either. Kind of hungry for a hamburger today. Actually, I don't know what I'm hungry for. So we're probably just going to eat ham sandwiches. All right. I'm coming back around. Yeah, it's a little bit hotter than I thought out here. I'm coming back around the dragonfly pond, taking my keys out of my pocket. And it's about that time. It's 1958 UTC, which tends to be the traditional time at which I say things along the lines of, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. The Dubious Goals Committee, or a show very similar to it with only a slightly different title, airs every day in this time slot, 1930 to 20,000 hours. Sorry, 2,200 hours. I just call it 20 o'clock. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. And all that jazz. I'm glad you got to see some pictures of baby marmots today. If you haven't seen the pictures, scroll back to see the links or email me. I'm back at my car. I'm glad we found that Xylaria too. I hope we can find some other fun mushrooms soon, like some coral mushrooms. But that's about it. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye. Damn, it's hot out here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.